Middle school and high school students all over the state are participating in the Alaska Measures Progress Test this week. This is the first year the tests are being completed online. KDLG's Matt Martin reports that cuts by the state legislature to broadband services could limit rural schools' ability to administer the tests.
Last year, the state legislature passed the Broadband Assistance Grant. The grant provided $5 million per year for rural schools for the next 3 years in order to up their broadband capacities. The Southwest Region School District is composed of schools in 7 western Bristol Bay villages. Before the grant allowed them to up their bandwidth last year, the small schools in the district were at 2 megabytes per second and 4 megabytes per second in the larger schools.
Which is nothing. That's hardly qualifies as household bandwidth in the lower 48, or even here these days.
Lester Parks is the technology coordinator for the Southwest Region School District. The goal of the district is to get the internet to 10 megabytes per second. He says the lack of high-speed broadband has not only restricted the use of teacher resources and student learning opportunities, but will also negatively impact the district's capacity to implement the new state-required AMP test. Park says when the broadband is saturated, students aren't even able to load the login page for the test.
And we've also found that kids that were already logged in and testing when the bandwidth became maxed out were kicked out of the test and back to the login page, right in the middle of taking the test.
The Southwest schools are in the middle of testing right now, and Park says things are going much better.
We have had some small glitches, even with the broadband upgrade that we have in place now.
But if the legislature's cuts go into effect, the district will lose those upgrades. Park says the district will then be right back to having major testing issues again.
Unless we can come up with $171,000 somewhere. And we have no place for it to come from other than the broadband assistance for schools that we were told to count on for the next 3 years.
On top of losing the money, Park says the cuts will have meant that all the staff time and effort put into implementing the grant was a waste. On Tuesday, Parks testified before the Senate Finance Committee, saying the Broadband Assistance Grant is a sound investment in Alaskan schools, and requested the funding be reinstated. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.